In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Practicing the virtue of strength or fortitude means knowing that our strength lies in the Lord. Without Him, we can do nothing. But through His grace, He will give us the strength for everything. Having this knowledge and living it with faith is the best way to practice the virtue of strength. For example, the whole process of anxiety begins with the thoughts and what we can do in a practical way when a problem arises or we have to live through an adverse situation is the following. When the negative thoughts begin to come to our minds that will finally produce anxiety, anguish, or despair, we must put a stop to them. In other words, not allow them or let them continue. And at that moment, pray the 3 R's prayer. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I reject, renounce, and rebuke every temptation of fear, anguish, despair, discouragement, and so on, depending on what each person feels in difficult moments. And in His holy name, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I send all this to the foot of His cross. Amen. Sometimes saying that prayer once is enough for those thoughts to go away. But if the person sees that he needs to continue doing it, there is no problem. He can repeat it 2 or 3 more times. And immediately, what we must do is bring to our minds and hearts the Word of God, which is going to revive our faith in those moments. This will allow us to live that situation in a different way. That is, hand in hand with our Lord Jesus Christ and our Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, following their example. Some good verses from the Bible that should be turned into a prayer at those times would be, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. My grace is enough for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. If God is with me, who can be against me? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. God turns everything for the good of those who love Him, and I love you, Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. This will help us, thanks to faith and the knowledge we have of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ and of His Word, to face any situation by exercising the virtues. It is very important to note here that it is the divine grace that is going to allow all this to result and become a blessing for us. It is the divine grace that keeps our faith alive and allows His Holy Spirit to grant us His gifts and charisms. It is the divine grace that keeps us united with God, remaining in His love. And for this, a life of constant prayer, like praying the Holy Rosary daily, and receiving the sacraments will help us to achieve this. Sacraments are key so that everything we do to practice the virtues turns out in a good way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.